With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dolphins and Saints tonight. Preseason game number 4. There's a little bit riding on it for the Dolphins. Preseason game number 4 is usually not terribly interesting, but the Dolphin fan is going to be watching tonight because you got Josh Rosen, Amber. I mean, Josh Rosen's going to get the start presumably tonight because Ryan Fitzpatrick is out. He's dealing with some kind of illness. I don't know if it's mad cow or whatever, you know. But
could be swine flu.
Josh Rosen, he's ready to go. He's probably going to get the start. The Saints, though, Saints are contenders every year. On Saints radio is Deuce McAllister, one of the all-time great Saints running backs. Deuce, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning, you guys, as well.
So, you know, like I just mentioned, the Dolphins, they got a quarterback situation they're trying to figure out between Rosen and Fitzpatrick. But Breeze, okay, you know, the Saints for many years now have been lucky enough to never have to worry about what the Dolphins continue to worry about. Can you explain to us, as someone who was there in New Orleans when the team really started to get going, can you explain to us just how important Drew Breeze is, just not just to that franchise, but to the entire city of New Orleans?
Well, one of the things that he does as far as just to be the leader in the face of the franchise, to be able to handle some of the pressure that comes with it. You know, a lot of times we say when you do well, the head coach and the quarterback, they get all the praise. But when it's bad, you know, normally they get all of the hate as well. And so that's good and bad. You need a guy that can handle those types of situation. And what's interesting is going back to 2006, it was the Dolphins that basically turned him down and basically said, no, we don't think that you're going to heal. I mean, obviously we know it's a different organization as far as head coach and guys that's running it, but that's what Nick Saban did, you know, going back to 2006 and the Saints were there to say, hey, look, we want you. We think that you will heal as far as your shoulder is concerned. And, you know, you look back on it, what, 13, 14 years later, and it's a different story as far as path of quarterbacks and guys that have played, you know, the position for you. And obviously Drew has been here for us that whole time. And so, you know, it just speaks volumes because that's the one position that you know you don't have to worry about. And now it's just trying to put playmakers around him.
It must be so nice.
Yeah, and also, Deuce, you know, just because you were there before Drew was there, you know, you had the storm, Hurricane Katrina and everything when Drew got there right around the same time. And, I mean, he, you know, because of everything that he means to that city, the winning right after and, you know, dealing with the community, I mean, he's got to be he's the greatest player in New Orleans sports history, right, Deuce?
No, yes, I definitely would agree. And, I mean, he gave hope. He gave hope to this franchise with bringing in Sean Payton, with bringing in Drew Brees. You talk about being able to draft Reggie Bush that year and just coming off of Katrina, a year that we had the previous year during Katrina, we had spent a year in San Antonio. And so to be able to come home, I mean, he was one of the leading guys, and, you know, he still does it today, of just bringing hope to a community and obviously to a franchise as well.
Now, what are we going to see tonight? Are we going to see Bridgewater at all? What's the quarterback situation tonight?
Well, the Saints only carry three quarterbacks, and so you'll see Teddy Bridgewater and you'll see Taysom Hill. Both of those guys will get to play, and I know Teddy and the Dolphins, you know, kind of flirted or talked about maybe signing this past offseason. It didn't work out. You guys did get Josh Rosen as far as your quarterback, or at least competing for the quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick, is, you know, obviously is there, and I know he's not going to go. He's dealing with the illness, but, you know, I think long-term, that's where you really have to decide, is this going to be the guy that can lead us in the future, or do we want to try to continue to, quote-unquote, rebuild and, you know, maybe look at a quarterback in this upcoming draft? And I think that's something just from an organization standpoint they have to try to figure out and try to get it right.
Well, tell me from a locker room perspective here, Deuce, you know, as a player, you're in the locker room, you're in the offensive huddle, you got one quarterback who is a popular, likable guy in Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's a veteran who knows what he's doing, and he got another kid who hasn't had any success yet, okay, and certainly had a very rough season last year in Arizona. So how careful does the coach, Brian Flores, have to be when it comes to deciding which quarterback to go to?
Well, I think it's just having confidence in not only in the quarterback, but in the guys as well. And one thing that you know with a veteran quarterback, he knows how to be the quarterback. He knows that he needs to be early. He knows some of the things that he needs to study. And I think when you're dealing with a young guy, he's still learning some of those things. You know, we know that the situation in Arizona wasn't the best for Josh last year. So, you know, when you're going through that, you have to kind of readapt. And so for him, that's what he's trying to do. And not only is he trying to learn a playbook, but he's trying to endure himself and learn new teammates as well. So I think when you talk about the guys around him, the guys will rally around each one of those guys if they see that they're putting in the time, putting in the work. I mean, because at the end of the day, they want to win. I mean, yes, you want that quarterback to be the leader, but I think that if you have the right guys in the room, you know, and I'm just speaking from an offensive standpoint, then those guys will, hey, look, I am the leader. This is my team. I'm taking over. You want the quarterback to eventually take over that mantle. But at the same time, if you've got the right guys in the lead in the room, then, I mean, they just want to win. They just want to go out and play well and win.
If Flores goes with Rosen to start the season, does he got to stick with him? Like, you know, you don't want to put him in. He's not so hot the first two or three games. Then you go to Fitzpatrick, and now you got like a herky-jerky kind of situation. If he goes with Rosen, does he got to stick with him?
You want him to stick with him until maybe it's an injury. That's the only thing that would knock him out. I mean, I think if you make that decision, you got to take your lumps. I mean, because you know that there will be some ups and downs, hopefully more ups than downs. But I think it will stunt his confidence and development if you, okay, he's had a bad game. I'm going to take him out. He's thrown four interceptions. I'm going to take him out. No, you may limit some of the things that they're doing from an offensive standpoint, but I think for him, if he's going to be your guy, let him get the reps. I mean, let him go out there, make the mistakes. But when you've put better talent around him, then I think he has an opportunity to really, you know, be able to shine.
Moving on to another position, the Dolphins, of course, have been cutting guys over the last few days left and right, and that's what you do when you're a rebuilding team. Kenny Stills right now is a guy who's been linked to different trade rumors and cut rumors, and there's this idea out there that I've seen that if the Dolphins were to cut him, that the Saints would want Kenny Stills. He started his career with you guys over there. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, we've heard it as well. And to be honest, I know that's probably the one room where they are deep with talent, but it's not proven talent. I mean, outside of Tickin Jr., Michael Thomas, those guys are young and they haven't proven themselves, but I do know that the Saints do like them, you know, and it would be interesting. I think it would be a situation of, okay, who's healthy, who's hurt, as far as in the Saints locker room, as far as receivers are concerned, because, I mean, you would want a veteran guy to be able to come in and step in, and obviously Kenny fits that bill, but I think it would be, are we going to stunt the growth of this young receiver if we do bring in a veteran guy? I think it would have to be a health situation and for them to be able to make that move.
You know, we got Deuce McAllister joining us here, former great Saints running back. He's on the broadcast for the New Orleans Saints radio. And, you know, Mike Williams, he got the contract situation squared away. He got his contract. He's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. But you see a handful of guys here, very, very good players, Deuce. You know, we're talking Melvin Gordon, Ezekiel Elliott, and Jadeveon Clowney, who's been in the news with the Dolphins. It seems like there are more and more players now, really great players like these, who are now willing to just take their career in their hands, Deuce, and sit out the games to make sure they get the contract they want to. I wonder, you know, from a player's perspective, do you feel like the NFL players that are signed, you know what, like, you know, enough of this. Like, we got to start taking the power back a little bit.
It's a leverage. When you have it, you better use it. Because like you said, you've seen organizations release players, and trust me, it's just not the Dolphins. I mean, when you go through a rebuild or even, you know, you want to move in a different direction from a player standpoint, organizations do it. And so from a player standpoint, when you have the leverage, you better use it or you won't have it very long. And so you hate for a guy to miss time. You hate for a guy not to be able to participate as far as to go out and do something that he loves. And that's the one side of it from a player standpoint that you really don't like, and that's the business side. But, I mean, you hire lawyers, you hire financial advisors, you have an attorney, I mean, an agent for a reason. And that's for you to be able to get the best deal. And so a lot of these guys, hopefully that's who they're listening to. And they have a team to say, hey, look, this is what we feel like your value is. This is what you bring to this team. And let's see if we can get some type of deal done. I mean, and you know, it's a lot different from Major League Baseball or NBA or even hockey in that standpoint, because really for NFL guys, it's what's guaranteed. I know the big number, oh, it's an 8-year contract, $70 million, $85 million. Yeah, but of that, how much of it is guaranteed? Is it year one? Is it year two? Is it year three? That's for an NFL player. That's what they have to look at.
You know, I got to tell you, Deuce, I feel like NFL players, you know, they must look at these contracts given out in the NBA, okay? And it must just make them scratch their head half the time, where it's like, I can't believe it. You know, you got a ton of average NBA players who are making $15 million guaranteed a season over like 3 and 4 years. And you got great players who can't get the guaranteed money like you're talking about there. Like, how much attention do you think NFL players pay to the other sports that you mentioned there as far as the money goes?
Well, yeah, 15 players on the NBA roster, and then you have 53 players on the NFL roster. And I think, you know, when you look at the distribution from some of the things that they do as far as able to provide for the players and, retired and or current players, I think some of the things that they want to address, they will in the new CBA. But, I mean, the players look at it. I mean, I'm going to be honest. The current guys, they look at it and they wonder. And they say the same things. The best thing that I can say for those guys that wonder and figure out, hey, look, how can we increase our share as far as revenue is concerned, get involved with the NFLPA. You know, get involved with the PA as far as the Players Association. Attend some of those meetings and get yourselves involved and figure out how you can increase the revenue for those players. I mean, you talk about the impact of the game as far as the contact, the sport. It's a violent sport, and so you may be looking at a situation where you go to a shorter contract. You look at the Kirk Cousins deal where the full contract was guaranteed, but it was only a 3-year deal. I mean, I don't know if players are willing to go that route, but that may be something that they do entertain.
You get to meet Zion yet? You guys becoming pals there in New Orleans?
I don't know about pals, but I've met him, seen him a couple times out at practice, and I've met him. He's a really good kid, and looking forward to seeing him hoop this year as well.
Everyone there excited about him?
Really excited. I mean, I think that was probably the jolt, or at least, you know, the jolt that this franchise need, being the Pelicans, just after everything that organization went through, and, you know, the trade request by Anthony, and AD felt like that he had did all he could for this organization, you know, within the last 7 years. And so for them to be able to get Zion and, you know, just give this franchise hope, you know, there's that word again, like Drew Brees did years ago, you know, maybe the path is similar in some way.
Great job, Deuce. Have a good broadcast tonight. We appreciate you.
No problem. You guys have a good one as well. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.